A new report released this week says the forced internal displacement of Palestinians in the West Bank and East Jerusalem is making them poorer and keeping them in misery and despair. The document, entitled No Place Like Home, was issued by the International Cooperation for Development and Solidarity, CIDSA, an alliance of Catholic development agencies, which says the current status quo is unsustainable. Janet Symes, head of region for the Middle East and Asia with Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, CAFOD, explained more.
I think this is an issue that is absolutely critical and something that is increasing rapidly at the moment. So, for example, in 2016, there were 1,593 people displaced, which is double the figure from 2015. And that's 290 homes were demolished, with 149 demolished in 2015. So those are the statistics. But the reality of that is that people are losing their homes. Many of these people are living in fairly marginalized rural areas. They have very little. The home is, for many of them, all they have. And they're in a situation where their homes are being demolished, where they're being forced to leave a place which is their family home. So I think it's important to try and put ourselves in the place of the people and understand what that means to somebody.
Perhaps I could ask you about what's being done to help the people in this situation on a humanitarian basis, also on a legal basis as well.
Yes, we are working as CAFOD. We support one of our partner agencies, the Jerusalem Legal Aid Centre, and they provide legal assistance to Palestinians who have received demolition orders. You know, for many people, they're in a position where they wouldn't even be able to think of where to start getting legal support, let alone be able to afford to pay for it. So this is absolutely crucial. And on a positive note, as a result of that work, they have had some successes. So they have been able to prevent some people from having their homes demolished as a result of that legal process. They also help communities to understand more about the planning processes. I spent some time last year visiting this project. We visited some communities where their homes are under threat of demolition, and the people were able to show us how they were managing to keep farming their land and keep up some hope whilst they were under this threat.
Perhaps I could ask you, what role can the international community play? What role can governments play to promote peace, promote dialogue, and also on a humanitarian level as well?
Well, I think there's a huge amount that can be done. I think absolutely crucially is demonstrating that there is a political will for a peace process. I mean, as I think your listeners will be very much aware, the peace process has been moribund now for some time. And it's really important that efforts are made to reignite that peace process. It's also very, very important to ensure that all sides recognize and have a respect for human rights, are complying with international law, and that democratic values are being promoted. That can be done both through the words and the statements of our government, but also through direct action in terms of supporting programs for protecting communities that are at risk, continuing to provide humanitarian support for people, for example, in Gaza, who are struggling to be able to find the means just to purchase their food. So there are many different ways in which we can take action. So I think it's important to draw attention to the statement that came out of the visit from the Bishops Coordination Group. They visited the Holy Land, and they've come out with a statement which is making it very clear that they believe that we all have a responsibility in this situation. So, for example, they were saying we all have a responsibility to oppose the construction of settlements, to provide assistance for the people of Gaza, and to encourage nonviolent resistance. And they point out that, as Pope Francis reminds us, that nonviolent resistance has achieved great change across the world. And I think that's a really strong message to us from the church.